This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to plateau. The latest state data show 313 people are hospitalized with COVID, a number that's hovered above the 300 mark since mid-June. Nearly 60% of those in the hospital are unvaccinated. Transmission is also flat, with the 7-day rate of positive tests at 10.6%. The overwhelming majority of cases are Omicron subvariants, particularly the highly contagious BA5. Wait times for abortion appointments in Colorado are up as protections roll back in nearby states. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
Higher demand from out-of-state patients has pushed the median wait time in Colorado from 7 days to at least 11. That's the main finding from a team of researchers at Middlebury College who surveyed clinics in the state. Providers say they don't have the staff to absorb the entire patient load coming in from states like Oklahoma and Wyoming, where state governments have rolled back abortion protections since the fall of Roe v. Wade. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
People with physical disabilities can now better access two parks in El Paso County thanks to the purchase of off-road mobility power scooters. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The vehicles are part of the county's effort to increase access to area trails. The scooters, known as terrain hoppers, will help mobility-impaired people use trails and visit other previously inaccessible places. They're a bit like four-wheelers, and the product website says they're able to conquer deep mud, snow, and steep hills, among other obstacles. The terrain hoppers were purchased with a $25,000 donation from a local disability advocacy group. One will be at Bear Creek Nature Center, the other at Fountain Creek Nature Center. A 7-day advance reservation is required. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs will reach just above 70, Denver closer to 80 today, with more rain to come. This is CPR News and KRCC.